Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Tommy Olive with me, the nursery guy there is. I'll tell you all the stuff, cool stuff going on. We're going to kind of go over what you need to do to take care of your yard. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back afterward from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Tommy.
Hey, Scott.
Thanks for being here. I always enjoy having you on the show because the people obviously enjoy you being on the show because most people enjoy a beautiful yard.
Hey, I enjoy being here with you. I saw your billboard that says "Nice Matters."
It does,
and you really are a nice guy.
Well, I appreciate it. So are you, sir.
So we enjoy each other.
But it does matter. It does. It's kind of cool. Okay, we're going to start with a problem. My problem, and you said you got a cure. We did a little work weekend down at the ranch, and I know we're in the live oaks trimming trees and removing rocks and stuff. And those chiggers got me. I mean, they got me bad.
I hate chiggers. Misery, right?
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, the only cure I knew after you get chigger bit is put fingernail polish on it, you know, on top of it. And then I got to tell you what happened. We got back to San Angelo, and of course, I got some clear polish. Said, good. She says, oh, it's all dried up. So the only other polish she has is bright pink.
There you go.
And you know where the chiggers get you all over your waistline, all that? So it looked like they had the pink pox, or I guess what it was. So what I want to know from you, and I think anybody that has chiggers, if you're out in the country, you're going to have chiggers. What do you do when they don't get you?
Okay, the only way to do it is to repel them. And the way it's easy, you use sulfur dust. So you dust your waist and your socks, and you won't get any chiggers. They hate sulfur. Well, all you got to do. It kind of smells a little bit.
Who cares?
But and then I just, along those lines, a chigger and a spider mite must be cousins. And if you dust your tomato plants with the sulfur on the underside of the leaf, you won't get spider mites either. So preventing chiggers and spider mites is the way to do it with dusting sulfur. It's like flour. It's a consistency of flour.
And
it works.
And can we get that at Olive's Nursery?
Yeah, you can get that, yeah.
And so just get it back. Okay, I can tell you right now, I'm going back this weekend. So I'm going to stop by and see you again because I'm going to get some sulfur.
All right.
Because they itch horrible. So what else would you put the sulfur dust on? The tomato plants? Would it hurt if you put them on?
Sulfur is a medicine, sulfur drugs, you know. It's a fungicide. It's a nutrient that's required, and it's an insect repellent. So it's kind of an all-purpose deal, but that's primarily what you use it for. What I sell it for is repellents.
But on any kind of plant,
except that pest or host specific, most of them are grasshoppers. They'll eat anything.
Yeah, we found that out.
But the mites and certain other things that we really have some problems with are host specific, so you don't just dust everything. So you dust what you need to dust. And tomatoes need to be dusted with sulfur because they're gonna get spider mites sooner or later.
Okay. So if you're doing tomatoes and everybody likes a really good homegrown tomato. Put a little sulfur on it, and it doesn't affect the flavor of the tomato.
Nah, not at all.
Okay. I will tell you another thing, you were right on again. I don't know if you remember another ranch story, but we went down there and Claire planted all these rose bushes. And they were all growing, and everything was going just perfect. And we actually put some of your olive oil in the beds with the rose bushes, just to, you know, what we had. So, and great, we come back the next few days, and there's not a leaf on it. And you said they'd come back because it was those big. We had those big old jumbo grasshoppers, and they're all gone now. Just, you know, they were here, and now they're gone.
Just a wave that moved through.
It did.
Yeah.
And they like Tommy said, they eat anything. They eat every leaf off of it, and she was furious. Furious because there's a lot of work in a plant and doing all that.
Right.
And Tommy said, "Don't worry about it. Well, I want you to know the rose bushes look back the way they did. They look back to good. All the leaves are back. So
good.
Even though the grasshoppers eat it up, I guess it does come back.
That's right.
So because there's really nothing to repel those grasshoppers, is there?
Not to repel them. No, there's nothing. And you almost have to hit them with the insecticide to kill them. They're well made.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
They're about the size of my thumb and all the different colors.
Well, I went to Grandparents' Day in Bernie last weekend, and close to Bernie went through a wave of them. It's like it was raining, and so our windshields were just all goo, and you know that is.
Bernie's such a cool little town.
It is.
Yeah. Love that town. And Grandparents, that's pretty fun, a football game.
Yeah, third grade football game.
I remember those.
I got a grandson who made a touchdown and an extra point. So.
Hey, he was the hero. Okay, next stuff going on. People called in. You get in your yard. The weather's starting to change, even though it's not changed a whole lot, but it is actually has to change pretty soon. It's a little bit. What do we need to start doing? I know we talked a little bit about pre-emergence.
Yes. Well, first off, let me tell you that you know, A&M. I have a son who graduated from A&M. I went to Tech, but they're really the ag, you know, university in Texas. So and they've pretty well proven that if the grass goes to bed healthy and well fed, it comes out much stronger in the spring. So feeding in the fall can be one of the most important fertilizations of the year. So and it doesn't have to be strong, but some fertilizer this time of year is a good idea.
And you say some, like, what would be some examples?
Well, there's chemical fertilizers like 21714 or 16-88, those kind of things. You don't need much of the middle number. You need most nitrogen and then a little bit of the potassium at the last number, the third number. But they're all good. Really, they're just all good as long as they're somewhat balanced. I don't like to confuse people. So, and then there's organics, and I'm kind of promote organics because feeding the soil. You know, I was thinking about, Scott, the earth is this ball floating in space, and everywhere on the earth, grass seems to grow. You know, I've seen pictures of the Serengeti Desert.
Uh-huh.
What, you got 3 feet of grass in there, right? You know, this, right? You've seen those pictures,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Pictures.
Videos
of the,
and stuff, you know, the zebras running through the grass, right, and stuff.
Tall grass.
I mean, you can't kill grass. It grows everywhere. And then we have this big problem in our lawns, and we're trying to grow grass.
And you see.
And okay, failing.
Okay, I took a picture because I did. That's for the backyard. See the weed in the middle of the backyard?
Yes.
What do you do?
All right, he showed us a picture of a, I think it's a perennial grass.
Uh-huh.
It's like a windmill grass or Threon, of these grasses that are native around here.
It doesn't mesh in well. It looks bad.
Yes, and if you killed it with, all right, grasses you can't kill with herbicides because they're designed to not kill grass, and that's a grass. So you have a problem. So if you killed it with Roundup, you have this big dead clump of grass in your grass that the grass can't grow across or through because it's such a, I'm right, aren't I?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. So I have some too in my yard. So what you do, I don't know. I have a little 3-foot grubbing hoe. Not real big.
It goes back to that manual labor again.
It does. You're going to have to remove it physically anyway. Yeah. After it's dead or before it's dead, you're going to have to remove it.
So cut
now,
it out.
Now, you mentioned pre-emergent. Once you remove them, you leave this bare spot.
Right.
And so another one's going to come right back unless you prevent it. And that's what pre-emergent is about. So if you're going to do all this labor and any labor in digging them out, you should use pre-emergent right along with it.